I work with Oklahoma County REAC Unit 100 as a mobile unit for him when I'm out on the street. The other night, I was out. This was the first sighting that we made of this craft. The craft was approximately 100 to 150 feet across and approximately 10 to 15 feet high. And this was viewing it from approximately a half to three-quarter miles away from the point where it landed. It landed August 1st, 1978, at approximately 10:37 p.m., about 2 miles south and a quarter of a mile west of Yukon, Oklahoma, in a vacant field approximately 300 feet from two houses. I made my first contact with Oklahoma County REAC Unit 323 at first sighting when I first sighted it, which was at 10:20 p.m. My second contact was at 10:26, just before the craft touched down. My final contact with Oklahoma County REAC 323 was at 11:20 p.m. I called Tinker Air Force Base, and they kept switching me around different numbers. I finally talked to a John Tucker at Base Radar. I finally got a hold of him at 12:50 p.m. I talked to him from 12:50 to 1:20 a.m., at which point he finally said that there had been some... There was a blip on radar that went from ground zero clean off of radar in the snap of a finger. And they had thought it was just a, you know, false echo. Okay. The craft was like it was your, I would say, a basic saucer shape. With part of it, you know, kind of rounded off on the top and rounded off on the bottom.
Like a disc?
Yeah, more like a disc with a bulge on the top and a bulge on the bottom. We did see a figure leave the craft, approximately 4.5 to 5 feet tall, approximately 75 to 80 pounds, very skinny, with long arms, and three times what I would call a normal head. It was about three times. I don't know whether it was a helmet or what. But we did see a figure leave the craft, and we never saw the figure return. That was August the 1st.
Did you see that object take off and leave?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did...
It went straight up.
Did this kind of correspond with radar time?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Almost identical.
Okay.
I mean, I wasn't sitting there watching my watch, but, yeah, I had a very interesting ride home at well over the normal speed limit.
Did you ever check out the area where that came down?
I have not went out and searched it myself, no.
Is that on private property?
It is on private property, yes, sir.
I see, okay. Were you alone at observing the landing?
No, sir. He was with me.
Okay.
Along with four other Oklahoma County REAC people. There was a county sheriff who showed up later after the craft had taken off. I think he was too scared to come over there while it was on the ground. But all six of the people, well, except for me, she's not a trained observer. But the four Oklahoma County REAC units that were there besides myself are trained observers for storms using high-powered binoculars, and all five of us saw the figure leave the craft and never return. And we were all, we were within a mile of each other, stretched along a section of highway, watching the craft in the field.
Did everyone see it take off?
Yes, sir. Everybody saw it take off.
Did anyone report any sound?
No, sir. There was no pushing. There was no sound like, you know, an explosion. There wasn't even the sound of a sonic boom. And I had expected that.
Did that go straight up vertically?
Yes, sir. It did not go for the horizon. It went straight up.
Did it go straight up on the horizontal? What I mean is, was it still flat when it went straight up?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
It was there, and it raised itself approximately treetop level. It took off like real slow, you know? And then all of a sudden, it was gone.
Yeah, that's typical. Yeah, that fits the pattern.
I mean, it went straight up.
Do you have any estimate of how big that was?
Yeah. I would say it was approximately 100 to 150 feet across and about 10 to 15 feet high.
Did you see any openings in that?
Yes, sir. I saw one when that figure came out.
Was that sitting flat on the ground, or was it on any kind of tripod?
It was on the ground. Well, one, you know, as it tapered down to this rounded off section on the bottom, and that was what was sitting on the ground. The area that was sitting on the ground, I would say, was probably 25 to 30 feet across. And the top was emitting a light blue haze to it, while the rest of the craft, the entire body pulsed of light. It was not like, you know, it had a bunch of lights going around and around and around. One point, when it was up in the air, it turned somehow sideways, and I could see a V-shaped light on the top that was blue.
That was solid light?
That was solid light, yes.
Okay.
Sir. Now, when it was on the ground, it looked like it had, like, the whole ship, you know, glowed of light. Except there was, you know, one thing that really kind of struck me kind of weird. It looked like it had a set of headlights on it, like a car. Except we went up, you know, we went close to the area. We didn't go out to the field because after seeing that figure get out, ain't no way a bunch of city slickers are going to get out in a field searching for some thing without some sawed-off shotguns or something. I mean, I ain't going to walk out in no field and see something get out.
Are you going to go back there and check that out?
Well, with all the sightings that's been going on, we're not the only ones that sighted them. I'm not too sure I want to go back to that particular field, no. Because, like I say, that figure took off. We never saw it get back in. To me, he could either be in that field or someplace in the area. He, it, whatever. Somehow I got the, you know how you kind of get the feeling that it's a he or a she or something? You got the impression that it was a he.
If we send you a questionnaire, would you consider filling it out on that landing?
Yes, sir. I sure would.
We'd appreciate that very much.
Okay. Do you know Hayden Hughes here in Oklahoma City?
Yes.
Do you have his home phone number? It's unlisted now, and I can't get it from the phone company.
No, I don't. I thought he was out of the UFO business.
Oh, is he?
That was my understanding.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe he was still in it. I thought he was the Oklahoma connection with you guys.
No. No, it was our understanding that he is no longer in it.
Okay.
All right, sir, we appreciate it very much, your reporting this.
Okay.
And if we get any more on what you've seen, we'll let you know.
I'd sure appreciate it.
Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Bye.